USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Citing its refusal to address serious human rights abuses across the world while also being hostile to Israel, the Trump administration announces yesterday,
the United States is officially withdrawing from the UN Human Rights Council.
That's U.S. Ambassador to the UN Nikki Haley yesterday. This morning, the National Security Advisor John Bolton says in an interview,
this decision in many respects has been decades in the making. The Human Rights Council, its predecessor, the Human Rights Commission, were really not places where human rights was a priority, strange as that may seem.
Bolton speaking on Fox News. President Trump says he's eager to sign an immigration bill this week, telling House Republicans last night he'll support either of two bills that are up for consideration, and he demanded a bill allowing families to stay together if captured at the border. This is USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allyn Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy in my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
A former lawyer for President Trump says the president's former campaign manager is in solitary confinement to avoid attacks in prison. Paul Manafort's in a Virginia jail awaiting trial on money laundering charges after a judge revoked his bail for attempting to influence possible witnesses. John Dowd says the warden is concerned that someone might attack Manafort. Despite a lot of negative news coverage by the mainstream media, the president's approval rating is up again.
Gallup reports President Donald Trump's job approval rating in a survey among over 1,500 adults stands at 45%, tying his personal high. Frank Newport is editor-in-chief at Gallup.
That 45% rating for Trump for the week ending Sunday ties the highest of his entire administration on a weekly basis. He also had 45% just after he was inaugurated, but this is the first time he's back to that level in about the year and a half since he's been in office.
This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
North Korea is set to start returning remains of American soldiers killed during the Korean War, as the Trump administration believes as many as 200 sets of American remains could be transferred to the U.S. in the next few days. The return of the remains was one of the points agreed to at President Trump's recent summit with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. The Dow Jones Industrial Average dropping 287 points yesterday after President Trump gears up for more trade scuffles with China. Here's more from USA Radio's Wendy King.
That drop puts the Dow back in negative territory for the year and marks its longest losing streak in 15 months. Investors are finding it harder to ignore the escalating trade tensions between the U.S. and China. Russia is now getting involved, with its economy minister announcing it'll impose tariffs on U.S. road-building machinery. Apple was down 1.6%, despite President Trump saying iPhones wouldn't be subject to tariffs. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
And a musical about the king of pop, Michael Jackson, is going to Broadway. Variety magazine says the Estate and Columbia Live Stage have announced that they are creating a new stage musical inspired by Michael Jackson's life. The show doesn't have a name yet. It's slated to debut in 2020. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.